Listener supported. WNYC Studios.
Brian Lehrer on WNYC, and we'll go right to your calls. Those of you who either came of age in New York in the last 12 years or moved to New York in the last 12 years. So the only mayor you've ever known is Michael Bloomberg. One of our guests recently cited a stat, I assume if he said it, it's probably true, that 30% of the city did not live here at the time of 9/11. That's a lot of people to have only lived under one mayor in New York City. So Zeb in Manhattan, you're on WNYC. Am I saying your name right? Zeb, like Z-E-B?
You got it. Yeah, that's great.
Hey.
So I love your show, Brian. Thanks for taking my call. I wanted to point out, you know, I grew up in Arizona where open carry as far as guns is kind of just the way it is. And moving to New York City where, you know, we have Stop and Frisk and, you know, Bloomberg and his anti-gun stance and whatnot, you know, that was a harsh reality to experience for me.
Did you get stopped and frisked at any point?
I'm sorry, what's that?
Did you get stopped and frisked at any point?
I have, yeah. I've been stopped twice, once in McCarran Park and the other time I was on Mott Street, I think.
We had one guy hanging on for the previous segment with Roger Rosenblatt, who we didn't have time to get to, who said his dad used to ride the subway with a rifle on the way to the shooting range. So, I don't know. Somehow it ties into what you just said.
Yeah, no, it's not uncommon to go to the grocery store in Arizona and you see, you know, a guy with a .44 Magnum on his hip, so... you know, that was just an interesting change to experience when moving to New York City.
And so where are you at now at this moment of transition, real briefly?
I'm in Chelsea.
No, I mean...
It's something I've accepted, you know, living in New York City. It's, you know, one of those choices you make, and you either accept it or you don't, and I live here, so...
Thank you very much. Keep calling us. Nicholas in the East Village, you're on WNYC. Hi, Nick. Nicholas,
Brian,
you there?
Can you hear me?
Hey, yes.
Brian, I'm from California. I'm from San Francisco. I moved here in May of 2001. And so Bloomberg was on his way in right after 9/11. And so he's basically the only mayor that I've known while I've been here. And I just wanted to comment on one thing that I have noticed myself living here is that when I first moved to New York City, I would never meet a Californian. I would never meet a San Franciscan. I never saw those people. And now I can't turn around without meeting someone who's moved here from Portland, Oregon, or from Los Angeles or the Bay Area. And I think Bloomberg has made this a place that feels much safer and much more accepting. And so those sort of softer West Coasters feel more comfortable living in New York City now than they would have 10, 12 years ago when I moved here.
Interesting observation. Thank you. Carla in Greenpoint. You're on WNYC. Hi, Carla.
Hi. How are you?
Good. How about you? When'd you come?
I landed here in 2004, but I had visited in 1999.
Where'd you come? Uh-huh. From where?
From Louisville, Kentucky.
And?
And my mind was blown. I had wanted to live in New York since I was a little girl. So I've only ever known Bloomberg, and I kind of wanted to go back to the bad old days that my 70s punk friends tell me about. I want to pay $300 to live on the Bowery.
You'll put up with a little bit more risk of crime to pay the reasonable rent.
Yeah, I mean, basically the problem I have in New York after living here almost 10 years is I moved away from Kentucky to come to the land of misfit toys, basically, and now all the people I ran away from are infiltrating New York, and it's becoming very vanilla, you know. I'm actually a performer, and, you know, all the artists are being pushed further and further out, and I just want to see New York loosen up a bit and become more fun.
Carla, thank you very much. Amy in Manhattan, you're on WNYC. Hi, Amy.
Hi, Brian. I love the show. Thanks for taking my call.
Thank you.
Been listening since I was a little girl. I'm actually from New York, but Bloomberg is sort of the only mayor that I've ever had in my sort of cultural awareness. He was about 9 when he was elected in 2001.
Mm-hmm.
And actually, this past Tuesday was the first mayoral election I ever voted in. And his third term was particularly frustrating for me because I missed that day, his third term election, by a month.
Ah.
I was 17 and I turned 18 that December.
And did you want to get in there and vote against him because term limits outraged you? Or?
Exactly. I was really frustrated about the fact that I just felt like he and the city council just completely ignored the New Yorker voice in terms of, we didn't want a third term for anyone. So, yeah, I don't know. It was incredibly frustrating, and I haven't been a fan of his since.
So are you excited about de Blasio? Does he embody what you hope the future will be?
I am. I'm interested to see what he does with the school system and sort of where he takes that. And I'm just excited for a change in general. I think it's time.
Amy, thanks. Hope this is the first of many calls to the show. And Kai in the East Village, you're on WNYC. Hello, Kai.
Hi, Brian. I'm a huge fan. You're the only talk radio show I listen to on my podcast.
Thanks.
I was telling your callers that my partner and I've been here from Southern Ohio since August 4th, 2000.
Roughly.
And we just adopted baby girl in 2009. She's going to be 5 in January. And we focus so much attention on making her New York City experience magical. And my partner brought Soleil to vote with her. She got the scan, the de Blasio vote. And I think that's important. It's like, you know, you have folks like us who come here from other places, but when you get to raise children here, why not invest so much love for New York City that they want to change it, they want to improve it, they want to, like, keep the elements that are awesome? And I really think my daughter is one of those kids, and there's so many kids like her around the city, 5, 10, whatever, who are going to, like, keep New York a magnet.
What do you think that
what
do you think she's getting from New York as a 5-year-old that her friends in the suburbs aren't getting?
Well, first of all, diversity. My partner and I are interracial couples. I'm biracial. She's a little black girl. And she can go to the best schools, especially in the East Village. It's changed. The schools are so much better. And I just think that, like, New York City public schools, when they're good, can bring out almost the humanity in a person. Mm-hmm. And, you know, I want my child to be a global citizen who calls New York City her home.
A global citizen of the East Village, daughter of Kai. Kai, thank you very much for checking in. I really appreciate it. And Peter in the Bronx, you're on WNYC. Hi, Peter.
Hi, thanks for taking my call.
So you're a Bloomberg a New York native, but Bloomberg in your adulthood?
Yeah, I guess I'm a Bloomberg baby. I'm 24.
Uh-huh.
He's the only mayor I've really ever known as an adult in my teen years. My family owns a lot of restaurants. We have a lot of leases. And from what I see from the Bloomberg administration is a lot of taxes and fines, raises in our real estate taxes. My parents before me told me usually landlords took care of those increases. Now they're being passed on to tenants. And I've been watching my family pay all these fines and taxes to the city while Bloomberg has become the richest person in the city.
So I know you can't really predict, but do you think that de Blasio will be better or worse for your family business?
I mean, I hope. I mean, he doesn't have much management experience or experience in the private sector. I mean, guys like Ratner, Trump, and Friedland are going to eat him alive.
We'll see. How about you personally? What are you going to do?
Well, I went to college here. I'm a graduate student at Columbia. I mean, I like the city very much. I want to stay here.
Mm-hmm. To follow in your family business footsteps or do something new?
I'm born and raised in New York. I don't know how to do anything else. I love it here.
All right, Peter, thank you very much. And there we leave it. Great show today. Thanks to all of you, as usual. You can keep posting your stories of childhood memories, going back to the neighborhood where you grew up, or if you moved here or come of age here as a Bloomberg baby, since this current mayor who's leaving took office, post those stories to WNYC.org. Click on Brian Lehrer Show, and I'll talk to you tomorrow.